Deutsche Welle News.
This is Wilhelmine Lafitte in Bonn. US President Barack Obama has praised German Chancellor Angela Merkel for her leadership to stave off a chaotic Greek default. In a telephone conversation, he thanked Merkel for her efforts that led to the agreement in Europe on a new rescue program for Greece to help reduce the country's debt to sustainable levels. In the early hours of Tuesday morning, after a marathon meeting, EU finance ministers passed a €130 billion bailout package for Greece in exchange for more unpopular spending cuts and private bondholders agreeing to take larger losses. The two leaders also agreed that the planned EU fiscal pact, recent actions by the European Central Bank, and reforms by Spain and Italy were also positive steps in reducing the eurozone crisis. And US President Barack Obama's administration has said it may consider arming Syria's opposition. State Department spokeswoman Victoria Nuland told reporters that Washington preferred a political solution, but it did not want to see the spiral of violence in the country to increase. On Tuesday, opposition activists say Syrian troops killed at least 100 people, mainly in the provinces of Homs and Idlib. There are also reports that ground troops are being sent to Homs to flush out hundreds of army deserters. Activists say more than 6,000 people have died in the Syrian regime's 11th-month crackdown on dissent. Russia and China have vetoed two proposed UN Security Council resolutions that would have put pressure on President Bashar al-Assad. Thousands of angry Afghans chanted anti-Western slogans outside the largest US-run airbase in the country on Tuesday after reports NATO troops had set fire to copies of the Quran. The US commander of the NATO-led force in Afghanistan, General John Allen, has made a public apology to the Afghan people. Allen said the actions were deeply unfortunate, inappropriate, and did not represent the views of the US military.
I've ordered an investigation into a report I received during the night that ISAF personnel at Bagram Air Base improperly disposed of a large number of Islamic religious materials, which included Quran. I assure you, I promise you, this was not intentional.
The Quran is the holy book of Islam. Offensive actions are likely to increase the resentment against the presence of Western forces in Afghanistan. You're listening to DW News. Voters in Yemen have been flocking to polling stations to cast ballots in presidential elections. The vote will put an end to President Ali Abdullah Saleh's 33 years in power. Saleh's deputy, Abed Rabu Mansour Hadi, is the sole candidate in the election. A high turnout will give him the mandate he needs to carry out changes outlined in a power transfer deal. Yemen's Gulf Arab neighbours brokered the deal in the wake of a year of mass protests and spreading anarchy. The UN Security Council is to hold a vote on Wednesday to increase the African peacekeeping force in Somalia from 12,000 to 17,000 troops. The African Union wants to step up the battle against Islamist Shabab militants. Last year, it forced most of them out of the capital Mogadishu and other areas. The vote comes one day before the start of an international conference on Somalia in London, with the aim of shoring up support for the country's transitional government. European Commission President José Manuel Barroso said that the EU, Somalia's largest donor, is prepared to mobilise additional resources to help the country. Meanwhile, Human Rights Watch has said that Shabab rebels have been abducting large numbers of children who were then forced to become soldiers and cannon fodder. The children, some as young as 10, were taken in groups from schools and playing grounds. Zimbabwe's President Robert Mugabe turned 88 on Tuesday and has given no indication that he plans to step down at any time soon. In an interview on state radio, Mugabe said he was fit and dismissed calls from within his ZANU-PF party to hand over power to a younger leader. He made no reference to media reports that he's receiving treatment for prostate cancer in Singapore. In his early rule, Mugabe charmed world leaders with his wit and intellect, but has since become a pariah in the West, blamed for running the economy into the ground and for massive human rights abuses to keep his grip on power. And in Frankfurt, ground workers have extended their strike action to Friday. I'm Wilhelmine Lafitte, DW Radio News.